Well, I just usually tore my piece of an old shirt tail. Something like that to make a wash rag.
Oh, yeah.
An old dress tail or some old something.
Well, what about to dry off after they wash?
They have towels.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Well, now, that thing that, like in your kitchen, like at the sink, that thing that the water comes out of, what do you call that? Like on a sink,
The faucet?
Yeah. Now, what about outside of a house? Do you still call it one of those things, but outside, do you call it the same thing when it's on the side of a house?
Well, I don't know. They didn't used to have anything like that.
They didn't ever have anything?
No. They didn't know what running water was.
Oh, you did?
Lord, no. They always just went to the well and brought their water.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Brought it in, you know, from the well.
Uh-huh. Well, now, like, I guess there was no kind of water pipe then or anything?
No. No, people never hear tell of anything like that.
Well, I don't know, like nowadays, of course, with these water pipes, and it gets so cold sometimes in the wintertime, do they freeze? And have you ever had that to happen?
I've never had them to freeze and bust.
Oh, they never did?
Not here, since I've not had running water in my house for 10, 12 years. Mm-hmm. But I've never been lucky. I've never had one to freeze.
I thought up here, you know, kind of the mountain, it might get cold enough that...
Well, this house is good and tight, and have a stove in here, I always leave that kitchen door open. Mm-hmm. And the heat goes right in there and keeps the room warm. And then the other pipes are buried deep enough, you know, that they won't—they don't freeze.
How long have you lived in this house here?
40 years.
Oh, golly, 40 years. Well, so you must—you remodeled it then, though. All this paneling and everything is brand new.
Yeah, we just. We put the paneling on the kitchen and on the living room, and we sheetrocked the bedroom, but I'm going to panel in.
Oh, you're going to do that? Mm-hmm. That too?
Planning on doing that sometime this summer.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'll be nice. It looks like you remodeled the kitchen in there.
Yeah.
In there too. But, in the old days, people would have to buy flour in the big little wooden... Did they buy flour out of...
They just bought it out of sacks as far back as
they did.
It had 1,500-pound bags of flour.
Oh, they didn't. I wonder, did they ever... what about sugar? Did it come in bags?
They always bought it with a quarter's worth.
Oh, you did? By a quarter's worth of sugar?
Yeah. Oh, you'd be surprised. You'd get a big old wad for a quarter.
Well, now, when they... if they had to... pour it the sugar out into something smaller for you. Did they put it in something like this?
Put it in a...
would they use something shaped like this to keep it smaller?
They usually just used a cup and dipped it out and put it in
the
sugar bowl.
Like so they didn't have any...
No, I never had anything like that.
Funnel or anything? Nothing like that. Well, did they... when they would ship it when it would be in the store, like something like sugar or flour or anything, did it ever come in a barrel or anything?
Well, now that I can't tell you.
Did you? I just wondered.
Because I don't know how they brought it in.
Mm-hmm.
All I ever seen now, when it used to be over at the fire store in Leslie, they had it in 100-pound bags.
Oh, that'd be what they'd
have. That's what they'd have.
Well, what about molasses? What would it come in?
Well, people just made them molasses.
Oh, they just made all this. Yeah. You didn't buy it.
No, you couldn't. You never seen molasses in a store till lately.
Oh.
People made their own.
Well, did they have if you went to the store and bought some fruit or something, would they have a paper